The federal relicensing process is proceeding for five major hydropower facilities on the Connecticut River. Two of these are located in Franklin County in western Massachusetts, the Northfield Mountain Pumped Hydro Storage Facility and the Turner's Falls Hydroelectric Generating Station. Both are owned by First Light Power. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke recently with Alicia Barton, who is the CEO of First Light. She was previously CEO of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center and of NYSERDA.
Northfield Mountain is an enormous power plant, one of the largest in New England, actually, that generates 1,168 megawatts of pumped hydroelectricity, and Cabot Turner's Falls, which is not too far away, is just over 60 megawatts of more conventional hydroelectric generation. Together, the two facilities generate enough clean energy for more than 1.3 million New England homes on an annual basis.
How much of that power is actually used here in New England? How much do you sell outside the region?
Presently, all of our power is sold inside the region. So some of it we sell to the regional grid operator, ISO New England, and some of it, particularly from Cabot Turner's Falls, we sell directly to municipal utilities in New England, in Massachusetts, as well as a couple other states. So that power is going directly to New England homes and businesses that are served by their local municipal utility, but all of it's in the region.
What does it cost relative to electricity generated from other sources?
Well, it's actually some of the most cost-effective power that's out there. We, for the power that we sell to the New England electric grid, that power is dispatched based on price. So we compete on price, and we deliver massive amounts on an annual basis because we are very cost-effective. And when it comes to, you know, the agreements we've entered into with municipal utilities to sell to their customers, they are able to secure very low-cost, local, clean electricity for their customers as part of their ability to meet their renewable energy targets. And hydro is one of the most cost-effective forms of renewable energy that's out there. So it's a huge win-win for those utilities to be able to deliver something that's clean, affordable, reliable, and local for their customers they serve.
In terms of reliability, does hydropower have an advantage over wind and solar in that, well, we know the sun doesn't always shine, the wind doesn't always blow, but rivers can be susceptible to drought. So is hydropower reliable?
Hydropower absolutely is reliable, as is wind and solar. I want to be clear, all of those resources have a role to play in contributing to a clean and reliable electric grid, but we have to let them do what they do best for the system, and they each bring different attributes. So when it comes to Northfield Mountain, however, that's an entirely different resource, and again, one of the largest in New England. It operates on a system where the water is contained within an upper reservoir and lower reservoir, so we can operate on a daily basis. It's actually one of the most significant contributors to regional reliability. ISO New England relies on Northfield Mountain a great deal to back up other sources of power in the region that might fluctuate. At 1,168 megawatts, it's actually a very fast dispatch facility, so we can come on right away to step into needs when they arise. For example, if another large power plant trips offline for a maintenance issue, we can come on right away to backfill that amount. We do that frequently. We also play a role integrating solar and wind, and I can talk more about that, in order to make sure that we can put those renewable energy sources, both hydro, solar, and wind, all together to add up to a system that that gives us that steady output we need.
Yeah, I mean, as Massachusetts is striving to get to a zero-carbon energy state, what part will hydro play in that? What part will these hydro stations specifically play in that?
Let me share, even already today, we're starting to see this happen. I know we talk a lot about renewable energy as if it's in the future, and we do have a lot of work ahead of us, but there's also a lot that's happened already. For example, Massachusetts has been a leader nationally in deploying solar energy, and we see a significant amount of solar that comes on during the day, particularly like this spring, when you think about we've had a lot of warm, sunny days, and the system is really seeing a lot of solar being generated during the day. Northfield Mountain, which historically, you know, used to pump at night and then generate during the day, to meet electricity needs. We're actually now seeing opportunities to capture all that solar coming online midday, store it in our reservoir, and then in the evening as the sun sets, but people are coming home from work or they're just adjusting their energy consumption, we see a peak in the evening when people are making dinner, doing laundry and the like. We're able to take that stored solar energy and put it back onto the grid, which is a fantastic way to make sure that that solar energy is getting leveraged to its highest and best use. And looking forward, as you noted, Massachusetts is poised to be a leader in adopting renewable energy. There's going to be a tremendous amount of new offshore wind coming into New England, both in Massachusetts and other states. And Northfield Mountain is ideally situated to take excess offshore wind and put it back onto the grid at the times we need it most. So it's a very large battery is a good way to think about it. And it helps take those variable solar and wind resources and kind of store energy when we have too much of it and then give it back at the times that we need it.
First Light's in a relicensing process now for these two facilities to keep them operating for the next several decades. Are you proposing any changes in how they would function?
Well, we are, and this relicensing process has been going on for some time, and we appreciate the fact that a lot of stakeholders are engaging in that process because it's an important moment to set those facilities up for the next 50 years of operation. As part of our relicensing package, we actually have proposed over $130 million in capital upgrades to do things like improve fish passage and improve recreational opportunities and the like. So we have a significant amount of investment that will go into making sure that these facilities are state-of-the-art from an environmental standpoint and that we are investing back in our host communities in Western Mass. We also have proposed some operational changes to Cabot Station in particular, not to Northfield Mountain, and that would help address some of the variability of flows and making sure that we can protect downstream habitats. So, yes, we are looking very much to the future and trying to position these assets in a way that they can do two really important things. One is preserve the local environment, and the other is to continue to function in a way that allows them to play this major role in helping Massachusetts meet its nation-leading climate goals.
You mentioned the stakeholders in the relicensing process. The Connecticut River Conservancy, for one, has argued that that you're not proposing in this relicensing to do enough to mitigate the impacts of the facilities on the river's ecosystem, and specifically they want improvements in fish passages. What's your response to that?
Well, that's very much the dialogue that we're having, not only with stakeholders the Connecticut River Conservancy, but also with the state and federal agencies that regulate the environmental impacts of facilities like ours. So we have put on the table what we think is an extremely significant and science-based proposal that will be protective of fish passage and downstream habitat. But we are also engaged in the conversation, and we'll be listening to stakeholders like CRC and also hearing input from the state and federal agencies. So that's the process that's going to play out over the next couple of years to make sure that that we all come together around the science and come up with a package that, again, will meet those dual objectives of preserving the local environment and allowing the facilities to contribute to the Commonwealth's clean energy targets.
You were previously the CEO at the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, and I'm curious from that perspective, do you believe the region and the country are on the right path and the right timetable to meet clean energy goals?
Actually, I really do, and I have to say I am more hopeful at this moment than I have been in my long career of pushing for climate progress. Your listeners should know that Massachusetts absolutely has done something extremely significant in terms of the climate legislation that was passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Baker earlier this year. It puts Massachusetts on a pace to have the most aggressive greenhouse gas reduction target for 2030 in the country. And now we finally have help from the federal government with the new Biden administration. So we have a lot of work left to do, and that's the work that many of us have been doing and the work that my company is excited to participate in to help Massachusetts meet those goals. But there's been tremendous leadership shown at the state and regional level, and now with support from the federal government, I think we have our best chance we've ever had to actually put ourselves on a path that will allow us to try to avoid the worst impacts from climate change down the road. We can't avoid them entirely. We're already seeing them. Your listeners know that. Everyone knows that. But we actually have a fighting shot at this.
Is there anything else you'd like to say that perhaps we didn't cover?
I guess would reiterate that, you know, although your listeners, you know, may be familiar with Northfield Mountain and Cabot or with First Light as a company from, you know, our recreational facilities that we operate in the region, I think people should recognize and be aware that, you know, these facilities have been around for a long time, but they are now more than ever poised to contribute to the Commonwealth's clean energy future. And it's just really cool to know that, you know, facilities that are right here in our own backyard in Western Massachusetts are going to help play that leading role as Massachusetts tries to lead the country on climate change and as Western Mass plays a huge role in leading the state on climate change.